Scale and proportion in art. Choosing the right size and perfect art size for your wall art. Choosing artwork that's properly sized for your space is the difference between professional-looking interior design and disappointing installations. Pieces with bold forms and strong visual presence demand especially careful size decisions. Too small and they disappear, too large and they overwhelm. Understanding the mathematical principles of proportion, along with a few practical sizing rules, helps your art achieve maximum visual impact while keeping the room in balance. This guide will help you choose the right wall art and find the perfect fit for any wall space. Why art size matters. The impact of scale on interior design. Visual harmony depends heavily on correctly sized artwork. Spaces feel intentional when art relates proportionally to surrounding architecture and furniture. The most common mistake, choosing pieces that are too small, leaves rooms feeling unfinished and the art itself insignificant. Properly scaled pieces anchor a room, create focal points, and give the entire space a sense of confidence and clarity. Art size also affects how a room feels emotionally. Large-scale pieces make bold statements and energize a space. Smaller works create intimate, curated gallery wall moods that feel personal rather than staged. Understanding these psychological effects helps you choose art that supports the character you want a room to have. The golden ratio. Mathematical principles that ensure harmony. The two-thirds rule for wall art above furniture. The two-thirds rule says artwork placed above furniture should be about two-thirds to three-quarters the width of the piece below it. For a 90-inch sofa or bed, that means art roughly 60 to 68 inches wide. This proportion keeps the artwork visually connected to the furniture without making it look undersized or overpowering. The 4 to 7 inch clearance rule. Leave 4 to 7 inches of space between the top of the furniture and the bottom of the artwork. Less than 4 inches feels cramped, more than 8 inches disconnects the art from what's below it. This small detail makes a surprisingly big difference to compositional balance. Wall coverage guidelines and available wall space. As a general rule, artwork should fill about 60 to 75% of the available wall width in a focal position. Multiply the wall width by 0.6 to 0.75 to get your ideal size range. This keeps walls from feeling empty without turning them into visual clutter. Measuring your space. A step-by-step guide. All you need is a tape measure, painter's tape, and paper templates. Measure your wall and note any obstacles like windows or doors. Measure furniture width and the distance from the floor to the top of the furniture. Then cut paper templates to your potential art sizes and tape them to the wall. This mock-up method reveals problems you won't see in your imagination. A piece that seemed perfect online may look tiny in real life or awkward next to a window. Spending 20 to 30 minutes with templates saves expensive mistakes and builds confidence before buying. Art size categories and their best uses. Small art. Under 24 inches. Small pieces work well in tight spaces, grouped gallery walls, or powder rooms. Avoid the postage stamp effect. One tiny piece on a large wall always looks lost. Small art shines when thoughtfully clustered. Medium art. 24 to 40 inches. This is the most versatile size range. Medium pieces work in bedrooms, dining rooms, and offices, either as solo focal points or in pairs flanking windows or doors. Large art. 40 to 60 inches. Large-scale art creates bold focal points, especially in living rooms and above sofas. This size range anchors a space and signals strong design intent. Extra-large art. 60 plus inches. Oversized art works best in rooms with high ceilings or open layouts. Installation requires proper hardware, but the dramatic impact is unmatched. Room-by-room art size recommendations. Living room. Above sofas, use the two-thirds rule. For walls across from seating, factor in viewing distance. Larger pieces work better the farther away you'll be sitting. Bedroom. Queen beds, 60 inches wide. Pair well with 40 to 60 inch art. King beds, 76 inches wide. Handle 50 to 70 inch pieces. Hang artwork 6 to 10 inches above the headboard. Dining room. Center art over the table and apply the two-thirds rule. Consider ceiling height when choosing vertical proportions. Proportion in bold art. Why it feels bigger. Hard edges, strong color blocks, and geometric forms amplify perceived size. A 40-inch abstract often feels larger than a 40-inch landscape. This means you can sometimes size down without losing visual impact. Multi-panel art and triptychs. Add up all panel widths plus gaps. 3 20-inch panels with 3-inch spacing equal 66 inches total. Use that number for proportion rules. Multi-panel pieces create rhythm while maintaining overall scale. Common art sizing mistakes. Too small. The most frequent mistake. Art that looks substantial in a store often disappears at home. Always measure and mock up. Too large. Oversized art can overwhelm small rooms. Going slightly large often works, but dramatically oversized rarely does. Confidence in choosing the perfect art size. Rules are guidelines, not handcuffs. Start with proportions, then adjust based on the room and how the art feels in context. Slightly too large almost always looks better than noticeably too small. The goal isn't mathematical perfection, it's visual harmony. Whether you're choosing art for a large sofa, a narrow wall section, or a gallery arrangement, understanding scale and proportion helps you choose confidently and avoid regret.